You're on RN, this is Books and Arts Daily, where it's time now for Top Shelf. Now, Gary Stewart is the artistic director of Australia's oldest contemporary dance company, the Australian Dance Theatre, based in Adelaide. His choreography operates at the intersection of live dance and technology, including robotics and video. So I guess it comes as no surprise that the works which have inspired him also engage with new technologies. For Top Shelf, here's Gary with his top five performance and visual art experiences.
Hello, my name is Gary Stewart. I'm the artistic director of the Australian Dance Theatre, and this is my top shelf. Number one is The Power of Theatrical Madness by Jan Fabre. Jan Fabre is a theatre maker from Belgium, and I saw The Power of Theatrical Madness at the Adelaide Festival in 1986, and it was a durational performance about the history of art and its relationship to audience and endurance. And I remember half the performance in a way was in the audience because there were people calling out, don't call us, we'll call you, and go back to Belgium and all of this, and then other members of the audience trying to kind of tell them to shut up. And so there was this fight going on in the audience, which initially kind of upset me for the performers, but eventually I realised that that was part of it and that Jan Fabre would have just loved that discourse. And it's actually just being recently revived, and it's an extraordinary work, one of the great works of the latter 20th century. Number two is Purgatorio by Romeo Castellucci, the renegade Italian director. Purgatorio I saw at the Barbican Centre in London a couple of years ago, and it's an absolutely mind-blowing work, and it's really almost impossible to describe what I'd seen on stage. He creates images that you don't think could possibly exist. So certainly Purgatorio for me sits as one of the most extraordinary theatrical experiences that I've ever had. Number three would be Lim's Theorem by William Forsyth, and William Forsyth is probably the most towering and important figure in dance in the last several decades. Lim's Theorem is another work that's almost impossible to put into words. It's sort of the most wonderful things about dance. When dance is extraordinary, it's impossible to articulate through language. And when I was watching Lim's Theorem, I was just on the edge of my seat, and in the moment of watching it, I couldn't articulate a definition of what I was seeing. I was just going through an experience that was consciousness-altering, really. Number four is Einstein on the Beach, which is about to come to the Arts Centre in Melbourne. I actually saw Einstein on the Beach at Melbourne Festival in the early 90s, I think it was, the last time that it was revived and was touring the world. It's a monumental work and an absolutely consciousness-expanding experience with music by Philip Glass and direction by Robert Wilson. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal work that I'll never forget. I saw it two nights in a row. Finally, the work of Bill Viola. I've seen a lot of Bill Viola's work, the American video artist, and I managed to catch most of his work around the world. And I saw The Passions at the Guggenheim in New York. And The Passions is a video series that evokes the emotional intensity of Renaissance paintings through extreme slow motion video. And he employed a number of actors to evoke extreme emotional states, going from great joy and ecstasy through to extreme pain and grief over an extended period of time. We watch these images of these faces contort and buckle and assume these extraordinary human emotions over time in extreme slow motion.
Up with the grains of sand on the seashore. Impossible, you say?
Australian Dance Theatre Artistic Director Gary Stewart with his Top Shelf.